USA Radio News.
An extreme wind warning is in effect for parts of southwest Florida. National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated extreme winds associated with the eyewall of Hurricane Ian. The winds were moving onshore over Charlotte County Airport. The National Weather Service also said it is a, quote, extremely dangerous and life-threatening situation, end quote, urging people to move inside and treat these intermittent extreme winds as, quote, if a tornado was approaching, end quote. Over 300,000 homes and businesses are still without power in Puerto Rico after Hurricane Fiona hit on September 18th, causing an island-wide power outage for 3.3 million people. After hitting Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic, Hurricane Fiona slammed into eastern Canada, leaving over a third of Nova Scotia without power. A Wisconsin man accused of plowing his SUV through a holiday parade in November, killing at least six people and injuring dozens more, will represent himself at his trial next week. County Judge Jennifer Durow stated that she found the 45-year-old man competent and coherent despite a number of outbursts in court during hearings on the motion. The man, Daryl Brooks, will defend himself, facing over 77 charges. The Georgia State Election Board revealed that the board has asked the FBI to participate in an ongoing criminal investigation into the voting system breach in Coffee County because of similarities between what happened there and incidents in other states. This is USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. GreenStockJournal.com.
During the White House conference on hunger, nutrition, and health, President Joe Biden seemingly asked if the late Representative Jackie Rolarski was in attendance.
I want to thank all of you here, for including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Jackie. Are you here? Where's Jackie? I think she was going to be here.
Rolarski, who died in a car accident in August, was a key advocate in promoting the administration's push to end hunger in the U.S. by 2030. An Iranian drone bombing campaign targeting the bases of an Iranian Kurdish opposition group in North Iraq killed at least 9 people and wounded 32 others. This is according to the Kurdish Regional Government's Health Ministry. Virgin Atlantic's crew, pilots, and ground staff can now wear whichever of its uniforms they feel most comfortable in, regardless of the original male or female design of its red skirt suit or burgundy trousers. Virgin stated that the move was to reflect the diversity of the workforce and to reinforce its branding campaign as welcoming and inclusive after recent moves to relax rules on visible tattoos. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.